prophecy, and if you read the first parts of it, I'll read the very first verse because we're looking at going to the Old Testament, and you need to know when these prophets are prophesying. And the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the day of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, kings of Judah. How many kings is that?
Four.
1, 2, 3, 4 kings of Judah. So he had prophecies for four kings of Judah. And he says, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me." He said, "I have taken care of them. I have seen them through." And you know, this, and it's not only he's speaking because of Judah and because of Israel and because of their continual backslidings. And no matter how many times God would bring them out, and they just, you know, the word, and it's the reason why in Romans, one of the sins in Romans, or one of the other, is being ungrateful. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter how many times he brought them out or how well he took care of them, because you notice in this, he says, "I nourished them." Mm-hmm. I didn't just have them and not take care of them. And I didn't take care of them lightly. He said, "I nourished them." And from the time God has saved me, he has nourished me. Yes. Not because of, you know, he had a lot, you know, really when I see myself in God, I don't know how you see you, but I see myself when God saved me. I'm someone who in sin, who was ravaged by sin. If you saw me in the natural as I see myself in sin, I would probably have leprosy on the outside and cancer on the inside and scabies and you name it. And if you could picture what I looked like in sin, then it would be all those. And it took all the nourishing and the spiritual IVs and the nourishment and the antibodies and much care by the Holy Ghost and to get me to where I am in God, for the Lord first of all to save me and bring me back from death at all, and then for him to be able to keep me alive and sustain me, and then many times since that time, it's like it's almost like a recurring disease, you know, that if you don't continue to do the things and the regimens you're in, it can, you know, it come back on you, and sin is always trying to come back on you, and the devil's always trying to come back to you, get you back into shape. But you got to remember what you looked like before the Lord saved you. You got to see how bad off you were when you came to the Lord. And maybe you might not feel like tonight, you know, some days I don't feel like I'm the strongest, you know, the strongest saint in the world, and probably not the most obedient, probably a lot of things. But you know what? I do feel like, you know, it's by the power of God and by the grace of God, I do have enough strength to ask God to keep me.
Yeah.
And I do have enough strength to ask God to wash me and cleanse me. And I do know of the keeping power of God. I do know how I'm kept in God. I do know how I'm kept not only in God, but I also know how I'm kept out of sin.
Yes.
And it's not one of these, and I'm not having one of these testimonies where I'm saying that I'm in God and I'm in sin at the same time, because I'm not.
No,
not only has he kept me in God, but he's kept me out of sin.
Amen. Yes.
And the blood of Jesus has washed me and cleansed me when I was wrong.
Yes.
So that sin didn't overtake me.
Yes.
And so that sin didn't come back in and start from someplace and I become infested and infected again, where death would creep back in. That's the problem with people when you don't forgive and when you don't let things go. Sin overtakes you. And you can let the devil get you to a point after a while where he starts to wear you down and to take away all your strength. And God is nourishing you by the Holy Ghost and keeping you up and giving you the word of God and reminding you that he is God, and the proclamations of God and the encouragement of God, the preaching of the word of God, and the move of the Holy Spirit in every one of us, who keeps us alive and keeps us flourishing. God does that. And the devil desires to come in and, you know, he wants to come in and pull your plug.
Yes.
He really wants to come in. You know, you know, until we see Jesus, until we're mortal, we're on life support.
That's right.
It's called the Holy Ghost.
Yes, amen.
We're on life support. The Holy Ghost is keeping us. And he's feeding us intravenously into our soul and into our spirit. He's feeding us the word of God. He's feeding us the encouragement and he's feeding us the revelation of the word of God. And he's keeping us going and he's keeping us encouraged. Otherwise, the devil would overtake us. We're none of us are that strong. Without the Holy Ghost, none of us would stand.
Amen.
Without the Word of God and without a continuous infusion of the Spirit, none of us would be able to make it. And God, you know, and God has us on 24-hour, you know, nursing care. There's not a moment in the day when He's not keeping us and sustaining us. He's there when we wake up in the morning to ask us how we feel and if we're all right. And He stands there when we wake up and He says, I'm right here and I'm waiting. And when we go through a difficult time and seems like the ravages of whatever we're going through is going to overtake us, when we come to ourselves, He's standing there again.
Amen. Yes, thank you.
He ever liveth in the sea for us. He just keeps us. And He says down here about verse 10, hear ye the word of the Lord, verse 10. Ye rulers of Sodom, give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah. He says, you know, y'all need to hear what God has to say. Isaiah is saying to them when he's talking to them, all these people, all these sinners, he says, to what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifice unto me, saith the Lord? I am full of burnt offerings and of rams and fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bulls or lambs or goats. When ye come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with it. It is iniquity even in your solemn meetings. In other words, he says, you need to turn your heart back to me.
Yes.
It's not your church service that I want. Mm. It's your worship.
Yes.
It's not your tithes.
Yes.
It's your worship.
Yes.
It's not your well-wishing among yourselves. It's your worship.
Yes.
It's your praise.
Yes.
He says, bring yourself back. And he goes on down, but I'll go down to verse 16. He says, wash you. Make ye clean. Put away evil from your doings and from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. In other words, he says, come out.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I skipped a couple of verses. I'll read 15. And when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when ye make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. In other words, he says, you know, you're trying to come before me, but you won't get down here and really just repent and get yourself right.
Right. Yes, yes.
You know, you have a form of worship, a form of godliness. But and then he told Israel one time, he says, you're praise me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. You're offering up sacrifices. You're offering up offerings, and you're hitting at prayer and hitting at that and hitting at those things. But he says, but turn to me.
Yes.
Turn to me. He says in this when he's reading, he says, learn to do well, seek judgment and relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widows, have some compassion. Come on, people. God is all about people.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nothing exists in the earth. Nothing on earth is here except to serve the people that God put
on earth.
The animals are here to eat.
Yes.
The plants are here to eat.
Yes.
And so forth and so on. The herbs that heal our bodies are here because God calls them to do so.
Yeah.
And so forth and so on. And we need to let this lead into everything else. But, you know, even when we look at the churches and the organizations, the organization is not, no earthly church organization, the entity of it, is going to be in heaven.
No.
It is the people.
Yes.
God doesn't need us to organize in heaven and have denominations.
Yes.
He doesn't need us to organize in heaven and have, you know, this organization. He doesn't. Matter of fact, He is the great shepherd. He is the bishop of our souls. He's the one.
Yes.
He leads and guides. Matter of fact, for all of us who will rule and reign with Him, for us, we will rule and reign with Him. You know, I've heard people say this now, we're going to be on Full Gospel Street. We're going to be in, you know, CLGI Street. Well, you're going over there on CLGI Street. I'm going to be with God.
By the throne, yes.
I'm not saying the churches don't serve their purpose. We must have them. I'm in one.
Yes.
It's for the preaching and teaching, and God gave gifts to the church. Set them over the organization, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, in order to organize us and bring us to God. But they're workers and ministers all, and Isaiah is ministering, and he's saying to Israel, he's telling them what God has sent him to do. Isaiah's not there for an anniversary. He's not there for an appreciation. He's not there to be lifted up. His picture's not on a poster. He's not there for that purpose. He's telling y'all need to stay in God.
Stay in God. Yes.
It's not, when Isaiah comes, he's not saying, when he walks in, he's coming in. He's not saying there's anything about Isaiah. You don't see Isaiah's name anywhere mentioned in here in this whole prophet that he then says, when I came or when I anything. He's telling you what he got from God.
Yes.
And he's telling the people, wash you. He's not speaking to the Assyrians.
No, he's talking to the people of God.
He's talking to the people of God.
Right.
Yes. He's not speaking to the Egyptians. He's talking to the people of God. He's not talking to the Babylonians. He's talking to the people of God. He's not talking to any of these, to the Zidonians or the Hittites or the Perizzites. He's talking to the people of God. And he's telling the people of God, wash you.
Yes.
He says in this, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless, and the wisdom. One thing about God that I do love, and I know, I don't worry about people saying I have the Holy Ghost or not, because I know what the Word of God says, and you know that you pass from death into life because you love the brother.
Yes.
There's nothing selfish about God.
No.
And when I see people who go about their business to do selfish ends and things, I'm not saying you're not saved, but I am going to say.
Yep.
That you are not walking completely in the will of God.
Amen.
And he says to them, come now. This is the part that I really love. This is what I love about God. He doesn't beat me Mm-mm. into serving him.
Nope.
This is why I'm such a stickler for people not having respect for other people. You know what? If you're the sort of person who likes people, who don't respect other people, that's okay. They're going to get around and not respecting you after a while.
That's right.
Because people who don't respect other people really don't respect you. You're not even on their radar.
That's right.
They don't even know your name.
That's right.
That's disrespect in itself.
Yes.
But God has, he says, let us be subject one to another. In other words, it's not one of these deals where because of your position, I'm supposed to respect you and really give you all graces and everything, but because of your position, you don't have to respect anybody else. Say what you want to say. Do what you want to do. And everybody's just supposed to bow because of who you are. But here is God, the creator of all things, ruler of the universe. And he says to me, sit down. Let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Let's reason together. Let's see why you need to come.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make you come, but I got time.
Yeah.
Sit down. Let's reason together. Oh, I don't want to talk about it. I got to talk to them. You don't have to, but no, God says, I don't have to talk to you, but I will.
Yes.
I don't have to talk to you, but I want to.
Yes.
Come now. Let us reason together. You're wrong most of the time.
Most of the time.
But anyway, he says, though your sins be as scarlet, and though you're wrong, and it's so obvious it stands out in front of everybody, he says, I can see it as plain as day. He says, they shall be as white as snow, though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. He says, I'll wash all of them away.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
I'll make a way. This is, and if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the fruit, the good of the land.
Amen.
He says, then I will bless you. Not only will I clean you up, but I will bless you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not only will I take care of this, but I will
bless you. Amen.
Though it's very obvious there's a lot about you that needs to be fixed, God said, come now.
Right.
He says, I'm not going to beat it out of you, and I'm not going to drum it out of you. And some people, there's some things that people like to do. One, people like to punish people.
Mm-hmm.
In church, they love to punish people. And they like to tell you what they will do with their power. I'll put you out of here. I'll pray you away from here. I'll do all these things. When are you going to say, I'm going to sit down and we're going to talk about this and see if we can't work this out.
Yes, yes.
They like to do that. The other thing people do in churches, they love to see vengeance.
Yep.
That's all right. Gotta get around to them. Gotta get around to them. When God going to get around to you?
He'll get around to you too.
He's not going to get around to them any sooner. He's going to get around you because the same, because All sin, if I look at this chapter right, all sin is red.
Yes.
And you're just as red as everybody else.
Yep.
Yes. You know, you've said, well, I've been washed, yes, but you're polka dot. And then when it comes down to it, you spots and blemishes, yep, they are, Pierre calls them sometimes.
Yes.
You know, and it only takes, you know, when I put on a white shirt, it only takes one spot.
Right.
Yes, for yes.
I can put on a white shirt and a suit. All I need is a pen, ink pen size spot.
Yes.
And if you're sitting on the first or third row, you'll say, he got a spot on his shirt.
Yes.
And God, you know, when we come before God, God sees all the spots. And he says, come now. And you know, he says this in Isaiah 55. And I'm done. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. In other words, whenever God is sending Isaiah, whenever God is sending the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, the exhorter, the brother, the sister, whoever will tell you about God, and they bring the Lord and they walk in like Jesus did, and like John the Baptist saying, the kingdom of God is at hand because the kingdom of God was with them, and the kingdom of heaven is at hand because the Holy Ghost is with them and in them, and anywhere the Holy Ghost goes, then the kingdom of heaven is there.
Yes.
When you show up, if you have the Holy Ghost in you, the kingdom of heaven is there, but it's up to you whether or not you let him shine or not.
Yeah, yes.
You can get to a point where you're in God, but you are not shining anymore.
Yeah.
You know,
you're tarnished.
And if you're not careful, you think you're in the Spirit, but you're not.
Nope. Amen.
And you get so comfortable in it. And I was listening to Angie Ray, or whatever her daughter, Kimberly Ray. Angie Ray, I guess, is dead. That was the mother. And she was saying that you can get complacent.
Yep. Yes.
And you get so comfortable in how you go about,
yep,
being in God. I'm no different,
yes,
than you are.
Yes,
I have to stir,
right,
myself up. The Holy Ghost has to,
yes,
come to me and says, you need to stir yourself,
yeah,
up.
Right.
It's like anything else. You know, if it sits there long enough, everything settles to the bottom.
Yes.
And then you have to stir it up again and get it going again and get, you know, and get it going again. A lot of us in God, we need to stir ourselves,
yes,
up.
Sir, yes. You're right.
It's time to stir ourselves, that's up, and, right, get back to our worship and get back to our praise and give back to glorifying God. Some of you haven't clapped your hands in a long time.
Yes.
Some people haven't waved their arms in a long time.
Yes.
And God forbid if you haven't spoken in tongues in a long time.
Yes.
You need to stir yourself up. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. While,
yes,
you can find God, you need to go. Call upon him while he's near. And then he goes on and says, let the wicked man forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him, and to our God he will abundantly pardon him. Turn to the Lord, he will have mercy. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. And to God, and he will abundantly pardon you.
Pardon you, yes.
The Lord will see you through.
Yes.
God will work things out, whether it be a little or a lot. The Lord will take care of it. And he goes on further in the scripture and talks about that. But my last scripture today is on this one, 2 Corinthians 7:1. I heard David Taylor preach this a long, long time ago in Germany. And David Taylor, you know, he ran into some difficulty, but he was a preaching somebody. And he could not deny that. And he was up preaching, and that's the first time I heard this scripture. Dearly beloved, therefore, he wrote in this one, he said, having therefore these promises, the promises in the chapter 4 talks about God being our father and us being our sons and daughters.
Yes.
You know how when you're a good parent, I don't like short, snappy parents.
Yeah.
I don't care who they are. You know, My son and my daughter are not my subordinates at work.
Yeah.
My son and daughter are not the people in the class. My son and my daughter are not the are not somebody I work with. They're not my constituents. They're not my colleagues. They're there for me to nurture, and they're there for me to take care of. And they're there because of me.
Me, yes.
And I have a responsibility to them because they're there because of me.
Yes.
I can't lock them in a box and treat them like I treat students or like I treat this one and that. That's a job.
Yes.
And my compassion goes to that. But there's a compassion that parents have for kids, and I hate cold parents.
Yes, yes.
I don't care who they are.
Yeah.
Because God's not cold.
God's not cold. That's true.
And compassion, I hate the word, trumps the law.
Yes.
It is above the law.
No, yes.
And God is full of compassion. Otherwise, I'd never be saved.
Yes,
there is never a time when you can't have compassion. Even in your correcting, even in your discipline, there has to be some compassion.
Yes.
And God, who understands everything, especially us in our little weak minds, says to us, come now. You've been as bad as you've been. And I'm still willing to reason with you.
Yes.
Out of all you've done, and you haven't obeyed a little bit, but I'm willing to reason with you.
Yes.
Why is that? Because if you will come out, I'll give you the fat of the land. And he says in 2 Corinthians, he says, and I'll be your father, and you'll be my sons and daughters. And so Paul encourages them last week tonight. He says, therefore, having therefore those promises, because God's going to be my father, and I'm going to be his daughter and his son, and he's going to reason with me. He says, let us therefore cleanse ourselves of all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness and fear of God. And when he says this, he's not saying this like this is something you can do. He's saying this from the point of view of you'll come to God and reason with him, this can be done.
Oh, amen. Yes.
Come to God. Let us cleanse ourselves of all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, which you know you can't do without God.
Yes.
He says, and perfecting holiness, go on to be holy and to live holy.
Yes.
You know, listen. Fear of God doesn't mean being afraid of him like you're scared of the boogeyman. It means in reverential respect to God.
Yes.
Like a child is supposed to have to a parent.
Yes.
God, we must not be so. God did everything he could for Israel.
Yes.
And Israel was determined to do everything but serve God.
God, amen. Yes.
Every avenue that the devil presented to Israel to not be in God, Israel took.
Yes.
Every person who came down the pike with whatever they said, they loved more than God.
Yeah.
God was the miracle worker. God the provider. God the healer. God the deliverer. God the defender. And yet Israel would take up with everybody who came along.
Oh, yeah.
And it said in Judges, it said they served the God of the Perizzites and the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Jebusites, but he said, but the Lord God they would not serve.
Yes.
The devil just has you. You must not be that sort of person. You must not be that sort of person. God is a good God, and God is a forgiving God, and God is a loving you know. And when you sense that you're the sort of person that everything turns your head when it comes to you, you need to pray and ask God to deliver you. You have to ask the Lord. When everything seems to take a priority over God, you need to say, Lord, I need more of you. Because it's just a little now, and things seem to always be, is everybody standing? Things seem to always, you always have a reason why you don't have time to pray. You have a reason why you don't have time to come to the house of God. You have a reason why you don't have time to worship. You have a reason why you don't have a song on your mind. You have a reason why you don't have a word. You got a reason for everything.
Yes.
And it seems so sensible now until you sit down with God. Then you get to a point after a while where your reasons overwhelm you. And then you enter into something that Israel entered into, and it's called idolatry.
Yeah.
That's when you go back and apostatize, and God is no longer important to you anymore. And in these little short lives, the fear that we have to have is you must go to heaven.
Yes.
You listen, if God can't say anything else to you, his last hardcore warning to you is that you're gonna end, if you don't change, you're going to hell.
Yes.
That's the bottom line. If you don't do something differently, do you think the devil just wants to play with you for a little while, then he's going to send you home to God? It doesn't work like that. Do you think the devil is just going to play with you for a little while? I just want to have some fun with you, then you go home to God. Do you think that's the way he works?
No. Amen.
Oh, no. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He will destroy you. Do you think you're just going to sit there and the devil keep you from doing what you're supposed to do in God, keep you from worshiping, keep you from coming, keep you from doing all those things, and you're just going to be all right? I would be concerned that the Holy Spirit hasn't even just given me the unction to even come into the house of God.
Yes.
I would be concerned.
Yes.
That hasn't, you know, if you're, you know, not saying where everybody is, I don't know where everybody worships, unless you're like T'Angela and you're on lockdown. But other than that, I would be concerned. Yes. Everybody lift your hands.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness
and
your mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein. And sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stain. Father, we come before you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your great grace. Thank you for your loving kindness and your favor. Thank you for your many blessings, O God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the forgiveness of our sins through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Thank you for the blood of Jesus
Christ. Lord, we thank you for the powerful resurrection.
Thank you, Lord.
Of Jesus Christ, for the death, Lord, to our old life, Lord, and for his powerful resurrection into newness of life. And Lord, we glorify your name. Lord, we ask you to watch over some blessings tonight. Lord, for Sister Nancy and L.T. Angela and for Elder Russell and for all those who have any sickness in their bodies, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the point that we've recovered. Thank you for the good report in Elder Smith, oh Lord, we were. Lord, I'll be honest, we're kind of holding our breath. And Lord, I thank you so much for a good report in her. Thank you for a good report in Sean.
Yes.
Thank you for Elder Reed, Lord, for having 73 years and being in very good health, oh God. Lord, we just have so much to thank you for.
Thank you.
Lord, we glorify your name. Lord, we thank you for seeing India through, Lord, and through school and then the things that she wants to do too. Just everybody, Lord, that you've blessed in so many ways, Lord, for Crystal, but everybody that you've moved among and about, oh God, Lord. We thank you that you just had a hand in our lives.
Yes.
And thank you for how you moved for Elder Latham. The way, Lord, you brought us and kept us, oh God. Elder Russell and Russell. And Lord, Elder Jenkins, I just thank God, Lord, that you had a hand in our lives.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, oh God, that our life is in you.
Yes.
And you are in us. I glorify your name and I worship you. Lord, I pray, Lord, you bless us. Lord, use us, oh God. Lord, send others, Lord, that we will tell about the love of Christ, Lord. And Lord, anoint us to win souls to Christ. Lord, above everything else. Lord, anoint us to win men and women to Christ, Lord, by the word of God and by the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, anoint us. Lord, to win men and women to Christ, Lord, by the power of the Holy Ghost and the word of God. Lord, that men and women would be pulled out of the fire, oh God. Lord, that they would be saved with compassion, oh God. Lord, that they would have everlasting life and not be lost. But Lord, it is your will, Lord, that none should perish, but all should come to repentance, O God. Lord, anoint us to preach the gospel whereby men and women would repent. Lord, and change their ways, Lord, and enter into the kingdom of God, O Lord. Lord, we glorify your name. Lord, watch over us and keep us. Watch over Charlene Timaeus on the road tonight, O God, and keep them. All those, Lord, who are in any danger of harm's way, Lord, traveling through the world tonight. Lord, watch over them in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And Lord, we glorify your name.
Yes.
We give you all the honor and all the praise in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, remember Sister Eartha tonight, Sister Barbara tonight. Anyone's name I didn't mention, Lord, I pray, Lord, you bless me. Lord, bless me also and watch over me tonight.
Yes.
Lord, I pray, Lord, comfort me tonight in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And Lord, we give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise in the name of the Lord
Jesus.
And the people of God say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.